Sometimes life is life, and we just don't have a lot of time to spend hours in the gym. This week on the Live Big, Lift Big podcast, we want to share some tips and strategies that will make the most of your gym time so you can continue to make gains even with the busiest of schedules. Yo, what's up, y'all? If you're looking for fun and effective workouts but only have access to minimal gym equipment, then you'll want to check out the Paragon Training Methods dumbbell programs. They're perfect if you just have access to dumbbells, have limited gym space, or if you happen to travel a bunch. As a thank you for being an LBLB listener, you can save 20% off your first month. Just use the code LBLBDUMBBELL when you sign up at ParagonTrainingMethods.com. I'll spell it out since it's a long one. It's LBLBDUMBBELL, and that's going to save you 20% off your first month. Appreciate you. Hey, welcome everyone. You are listening to the Live Big, Lift Big podcast powered by Paragon Training Methods, hosted by LCK and myself, Alex Macklin. Thanks for listening in, and we hope y'all enjoy the show.
What's up, y'all? On today's episode of LBLB, we are going to talk about what you should do if you are short on time to work out, to fitness, to do the thing, especially as we head into the later fall months. Most people tend to get really busy between Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all the festivities in between. So whether this is, you know, this is all tips that are like applicable. And when Alex and I kind of brainstormed these, you know, these are actionable things that we do on a regular basis just when life is busy. But we thought, especially going into kind of the later months of the year and holiday season, it'd be really good to just talk about how to get it in when you don't have the time to do so. So Alex, why don't you take the mic?
Well, I think the thing to remember, I guess, this whole conversation is the whole concept of like something is always going to be better than nothing, right? Like I think a lot of people get really bogged down with thinking, oh, if I can't do the workout exactly as prescribed, then what's the point? Or, you know, they feel like they're going to miss out on something or miss out on gains if they're not doing things exactly as written. And that's just not how things work. Like you will still get value doing something. And if you don't do anything at all, then yeah, then you're not getting any value, obviously. And it's also harder to just keep people. One of the biggest things I think people struggle with is consistency and keeping the momentum going. And it's a lot harder to start and then stop and then start and stop over and over again than it is just to do something every day and keep going.
Yeah. And I think too, it's like there's sometimes this like this stigma that keeps us from actually just like getting from A to B. And it's kind of this fixed mindset of like, oh, well, if it's a body weight workout, it's not as good as, mm-hmm. you know, if I'm at the gym, or, oh, if I'm just using dumbbells, or I'm just using lighter weights, or like whatever it is, like again, like air quotes, it's not as good as the real deal. And like the big, big broad picture that like we are always saying at Paragon, because we have so many members that are busy parents or just busy entrepreneurs or, you know, students, nurses, all, you know, all things. And it's like your body is a giant meat suit and it doesn't know what you're, you know, air quotes, supposed to do in the gym. It doesn't know if you change the workouts, you modify the workouts, like your body only knows the stimulus that it receives. And so it's like exactly as you said, it's like something is better than nothing. And the really successful people are the people that are just consistently doing something and they're moving the needle forward. Because again, you know, it's like we know historically as coaches, it's like this is the time of year that people get aboard the Duckett train and, you know, it's like they're eating all the food, enjoying themselves. And it's like, listen, y'all, like, again, it's like, even if we can't get to the gym, there's still so many things that we can do that are still, you know, getting us from A to B. So let yourself do something and let it be enough. And then, you know, if that's a consistent theme too, like, again, if you're just like, dude, I am not getting to the gym. I'm not getting my workouts done. Like I'm just really spinning my wheels. It's like, well, then we need to adjust our expectations and just acknowledge, hey, this is a season of life I'm in. This is where I'm at. So what can I do to set myself up to succeed? And it means we have to adjust our expectations. And, you know, so it's like, can we commit to a shorter workout? Could we buy workout equipment for the house? You know, could you pick up a couple pairs of dumbbells? Could you invest in a walking pad, a rower, some sort of bike, a Peloton? You know, could you commit to, could you change your program? Like if you're like, hey, I normally follow a 60, a 90 minute program. Well, that's why like we made programs like 30 minute dumbbell quickie and 40 minute physique. Like 45 minute physique was actually like we created it because people kept asking for it. And I was like, oh, like this is what people need. People don't have this hour of time, right? So it's like, again, just acknowledging like this is a season, this is a couple months time, and then you'll be back to a routine that you want to be in or whatever it is. But it's like, again, let's do something and let's get it done rather than, you know, the opposite of that.
Yeah. I really like the fact that like y'all have the quickie program because I mean, when I'm traveling or if I'm really super busy, like that's what I'll do, or like the dumbbell program. And I may still not even do all of it. I'm like notorious. Like if anybody's listening to this thinks like, oh, Alex is, you know, a coach and he does all the workouts all the time. Like, no, like I oftentimes will do a portion of the workout because that's all I have time for, even just normally. So
I think one big suggestion I would just throw out there for anybody is like everybody has shoes and everybody can, you know, lace up a pair of running shoes. And so if you're like looking at the clock and you're like, shit, man, like I got to be to XYZ. It's like, well, could you go for a 10, a 15, a 20 minute run? Like it could be a sprint. It could be, you know, hey, I'm just going to go for max distance. But yeah, you know, it's like you can, that could be like an easy shog. But can you go get your shoes on and get it out the door for, again, 15, 20, 30 minutes, throw on some running shoes?
Yeah.
Get it.
Hell, if you don't even like to run, just go for a walk even still. Like 15, 20 minute run for me, I don't know, I'd probably be dying right now. But yeah, I mean, even a walk would be sufficient.
The other thing I would suggest too is it's like, could you do a 10 or 20 minute body weight workout? You know, it's like, I do this especially like if we're on the beach or something like that, and we're like, okay, like we want to move, but we don't want to be committed to like doing a whole thing. And so it's like, we'll just kind of do it like AMRAP style. So as many reps as possible, but you know, let's say we're going to go for 20 minutes. And so we just do like sets of 10 or sets of five. And it's literally just like, what are we able to do right now? So it might be like air squats, push-ups, walking lunges, hollow racks, dips, sit-ups, split squats, glute bridges, like, and same thing, you know, it's like, if you do have access to, again, you know, things that you could pick up or even, you know, household objects or whatever, it's literally letting go of this perfectionism mindset. And it's like, hey, when I, you know, when I'm brainstorming these things, I'm being like, okay, what can I do to work my legs? What can I do to work hamstrings? You know, and try to see if you can, you know, hit multiple body parts, or again, you know, if this is something you're going to be doing a few days in a row, well, then you might want to plan it out a little bit more.
People want to sleep on body weight workouts, but that shit could be hard.
Dude, I mean, look at calisthenic people. They're like more shredded than bodybuilders, right?
Like, especially if you haven't been doing things, you know, like air squats or walking lunges and some of that core work. I mean, it's really challenging. And, you know, you can make it as hard or as easy as you want. That's the beauty of it. And you could do it anywhere. So really, there's no reason why if you can't make it to the gym, like go do some body weight workouts.
If you find yourself in a season that you're just like, dude, I ain't making it to the gym. I ain't doing jack. Well, again, you know, invest in a few pairs of dumbbells. I think I saw recently they're like literally back to basically being like $1 per pound. So it's like if you buy a 10-pound dumbbell, well, it's going to be $10, et cetera, et cetera. So it's like even, you know, it's like we're going to be going to Texas soon to see, you know, to see family. And so I probably go to, you know, see my family a couple times a year. And so I literally have a pair of 10s, 20s, and 30s, and they're kept in the garage. That, you know, it's like they'll use them too, but it's like they're actually just for us so that when we go, we can work out and kind of do the thing. Oh, you know, it's a really actionable tip is if you're short on time, put your phone in freaking airplane mode. Because again, it's like people be checking their work email, you know, you're checking your text from your crush, like, I don't know, social media. And it's like, dude, like your time to work out just like became squashed because you went down the vortex.
Oh yeah. If you ever looked at screen time, like basically is it will call you out for all your excuses about, oh, I don't have time, because you're sitting there spending 4 hours scrolling TikTok.
And like also too, it's like you don't need to do a lengthy warm up. Like again, if you're short on time, it's like
we just wiggle around a little bit.
Like literally get new, like hop on a bike, hop on a rower, go for a short jog, like hit a few quick stretches, which I mean, let's be honest, that's how I warm up anyway. But
I honestly just do a few light sets of whatever like workout exercise that I'm doing. So if it's like back squats, I'll just work with some lightweight and do a few reps with that. And then I'm getting into, you know, my working sets.
Yeah. Kind of like you were saying too, it's like, especially if you're following a training program that has progressive overload and repeating movements like we do at Paragon, it's like either set a timer. So if you're like, yo, I got 40 minutes and it's like, just get through as much as you can get through and then let that be enough. Or reversely, you know, it's like just prioritizing the movements that are repeating each week. So it's like, if you're squatting every Monday, it's like, well, that's a movement we're trying to improve. We're trying to, you know, increase the weight on those. So it's like for in our Paragon workouts, that's basically parts like A and B or like ABC of the day, right? So it's like just prioritizing those big ones. Life is not going to end if you skip the calf raises and the core work. Like it will be okay. Let's be honest. Most people skip that stuff anyway. So
I guess the next point was like, if it's super late in the day, consider switching to an upper body day.
Oh yeah. We love doing this. The thing is, right? Like think about it, a big overview is like if it's really, really late in the day and you're trying to do like heavy squats, heavy deadlifts, heavy hip thrusts, like if it's like beyond 6 or 7 p.m. for me, like that's me committing to like, yo, I'm not going to be able to fall asleep later. I'm probably going to be up till like midnight, you know, being like, cool, I need to go to bed. But, you know, I just smashed my body super late in the day. And so just remember, you know, it's like on upper body days, you're generally probably just lifting overall less volume. There's likely less systemic fatigue. Then again, you know, it's like when we're hitting big, heavy compound movements and stuff like that, it's just more likely to mess with your sleep. So if it's super late in the day, yeah, we love switching our days. And then we just, you know, the next day we'll obviously flip flop and then we'll hit, you know, the lower body day.
Yeah. And I think too, some things I'll do too is, you know, I'll do a portion of the workout one day and then I'll tack it on to the next one if I have more time. You got to just meet yourself where you are in terms of, you know, what can you get done that day? Do you ever combine days at all, like when you're training? Like, for example, like maybe you have more time on the weekends, you do a little bit more by combining maybe some stuff that you left out during the week.
I would just say it depends. And like this comes from, again, you know, some people won't be able to relate to this, but especially like if you were a CrossFitter like me or just very serious about, you know, your training, your fitness and stuff like that, it's like if you circled back to like 2012 to 2017 me, it's like I was a person where I'd be like, oh, well, shit, I was traveling or I had work, so I missed the gym. So now I'm just going to do both sessions in the same day the next day. And it's like, it was this toxic hamster wheel of like feeling like I always needed to make things up because I was behind. And you know, present day, like that's not me, right? Like present day, it's like I'm definitely much less type A about everything. Cause I just understand it's like, well, also like what benefits are we making if we go from like no fitness to, oh, I'm just going to like slam all this fitness. It's like, well, then you're just smashing your body into the floor. You're probably not even, you know, lifting the optimal things you should be, how you could be and stuff like that. So it's like, I would say again, it's like, it is different if it's a one-off thing here and there, then I would say like, oh yeah, you know, you could make up a repeating movement or something like that. But if you're going from the extremes of like, oh, well, I was traveling, so now I'm just going to work out 6 days in a row to get caught up. And it's just like, that ain't the sauce. that ain't the way. So I would just say, you know, if it's coming from that place of like white knuckling and that place of fear, right? Like really at base value, like that's from the place of fear of spiraling and, oh, I have to have perfect workouts and blah, blah, blah. It's like, again, if you're on that, like I spent way too long in that ship. And if there's one thing, like don't get on that ship, you know? I would say it depends, but make sure it's coming from just a place of like, oh, hey, I'm just going to add a section or two. It's not like, oh, I'm going to hit a full upper body day and then I'm going to hit a full lower body day. Like,
so for me, sometimes what I'll do is if I have accessory work that I haven't, you know, like the non-repeating movements, like if I have that I didn't get to, then I'll tack that on to another day where I have more time. I'm definitely not doing like 2 days in one day and trying to do that and like do, at least not all the time. Something I wanted to ask your opinion on, mm-hmm. and maybe Brian may disapprove, but this is something I've been doing, but you know how you have like single arm or single leg stuff, like maybe one arm rows. If I'm short on time, I will do both at the same time. I won't do the single because then you have to rest or you have to, it takes longer to do the set. If I'm really short on time, if it's like one arm dumbbell row, I will do both arms at the same time.
I see the cause for that. Cause again, it's like, if you are doing single arm stuff, it'd be like 1 minute rest, switch arms, 1 minute rest. So I think that's fair. I think again, it's like, if you were going to do that, I would just say like consistently do that, right? It's like, if it's a one-off, but even like we've been trying out different gyms and I keep texting Brian, I'm like, dude, I am taking our programming and just like debauchery, right? Something will be programmed and then you're like, okay, well, what's something I can sub in that's halfway similar because I can't get on the cable machine or I can't, you know, do this. So it's tough.
If I'm on a time crunch, I'm just going to do something similar and I'll do what I was doing the next week if I have more time. But man, at Lifetime Gym at 5 p.m., like trying to wait for a machine and I got to go to practice, some jiu-jitsu practice. I'm like, I don't have time for that.
The last thing I would just suggest is limiting your rest times from whatever's programmed. So it's like, let's say something says like rest 2 to 3 minutes. Well, you could rest 1 to 2 minutes, or maybe you could superset movements, aka perform them back to back with no rest. So let's say, you know, again, there's like bench and then there's row. Well, maybe rather than resting in between those, you know, you just superset them. And so it's like you bench and then you immediately flip over the barbell and go into those bent over rows. You could also squish sections. So again, it's like if I'm short on time, if I'm like, yo, I got 45, 60 minutes, like I'm taking everything and it becomes a sandwich. So whether it's, you know, it's like I might be doing like, okay, section one is bench, section two is row. So I'm going to do the bench, I'm going to rest a minute, then I'm going to row and, you know, go through that, whatever's programmed 2 to 3 times. Same thing, I might just make a giant set of everything. So it's like, I'm looking at the movements and I'm like, okay, subtract all rest time. And then it becomes, okay, I'm a bench, I'm going to hit the row, then I'm going to hit this movement, then I'm going to hit this movement. And
I've seen this in action. You have just like all the equipment just in a pile around.
But you know, the grand view here, right, is it's like, just keep in mind, like if you're not resting, then you're probably going to be lifting lighter weights because again, things are going to get spicy really fast. But you know, again, it's just like, it's something that works. It's something to have in your back pocket is, hey, you know, could I take this 60-minute workout and get it done in 40 or 45 minutes or et cetera, et cetera. So I feel like that's really all the suggestions I would have other than just again, like getting back to the, rather than sitting between your rest times, well, why not walk around? Why not get that knee? Because I'm going to assume, you know, I guess like if you're short on time to get to the gym, well, you're probably like also short on time in the rest of the day. Maybe you're, you know, running around like crazy or, you know, X, Y, Z. So it's like, can you also get some steps, rack up that knee? You know, again, ideally, we're kind of looking for something like, you know, roughly 8,000 steps per day. So can you get that in, you know, while you're also at the gym and cruise?
I really love that tip. I remember one of my clients, she's always commenting, it's like, that was the best tip Alex ever gave me, just to move around in between sets, just to get some extra steps in.
Well, because like, I mean, personally, like I know there's people that love like going on long walks and listening to podcasts. Like even with having a dog, like I would rather like go play fetch and be running around. It's like, I just don't find joy in just like aimlessly walking. Even if I was like listener, it's like, I want to be doing something and like multitasking while I'm walking. So it's like, I would rather get those steps during my workout so I don't have to do them like outside the gym, right? But you know, net of today's podcast, something is better than nothing. And people that are really successful with their nutrition, their fitness, those are people that are consistent, but they're people that are also flexible and make it work.
Gotta let that perfectionist mentality go die.
In a dark corner somewhere.
Actually, I did have a question for you. Where did you get your, because I keep getting asked this question from clients, like, where did you get your walking pad from?
I would just say it's like I've had two different brands and they really are all the same. So it's like I don't even recommend people get the one I like currently have because it's still like I got it for cheap because it was some like Prime Day sale or something. But it's like listed for like $300 right now. But it's like if you look, there's walking pads for like $150, $200. So like truly, it seems like they're all the same, like unless Amazon reviews are like, don't buy this thing, obviously don't. But literally just whatever is cheapest on Amazon, like get some. And it's so useful because like I said, you know, it's like, I know I'm going to be chained to the desk all day. Well, I'm at least going to try to like walk. And I can't work while doing creative work or stuff like that. But it's like, if I'm answering emails, answering Facebook, you can put your laptop on it. You could read books while you're doing it. You could play Zelda or some sort of video game. But I do. It's one of, I didn't think I would use it as much as I've gotten use out of it, which makes me really happy because like I said, it's like you never just want to like buy something and then not use it.
I've heard Peloton bikes are really cheap these days now.
Yeah, like I feel like our Paragon family is always like,
Or you can buy one, a used one or something like that. I've heard they're less than they were when they're at their peak now.
Yeah. But I think that's all I got for today. You?
Yeah. I mean, I think we covered a lot of this, the time saving tips. Maybe one I think that didn't come up was just like, maybe figure out if you can get to the gym at a less busy time. Like that will definitely save you some time. Just because if you're going at 5, 6 p.m., like 5 o'clock, like right after work, like, good luck.
Yeah, I think it is. It's just, again, it's like if something is a consistent theme in your life, it's like, hey, dude, I don't want to go to a Globo gym. You know, I much prefer XYZ. It's like, dude, just let yourself survive and like get through the season. And then you can always, you know, switch up your membership or something. But that's, like I said, that's been a struggle we've been having is it's just like we're not wild about a lot of the gyms that are very close proximity. But Charlie actually does have a 24-hour membership. It's 6 minutes from here. And so it's like those days that you're just like, oh, this isn't, not super amped about this workout. But again, it's better because, you know, at driving 15 to 20 minutes when it's already late in the day, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, so that's all I got.
All right, guys. Well, deuces.
Yo, if you enjoyed today's podcast, we'd really love if you'd share this episode, subscribe, and leave us a 5-star review. Also, be sure to follow us on social media. You can find LCK on Instagram at Lori Christine King and LoriChristineKing.com. And also follow me at Alex Q Macklin on Instagram and AlexMacklin.com. You can also check out Paragon Training Methods for fun and effective workout programs to help you build muscle, enhance your physique, and look and feel great in just 30 to 60 minutes a day. We have 9 different evidence-based workout programs, and you'll have the freedom to work out when you want, where you want, and how you want. Whether you're working out from home or at a gym, there's fun and effective options for all goals, all skill levels, and time constraints. As a member of Paragon, you'll have the access to our amazing training app, online fitness community, and tons of free nutrition and fitness resources. LCK, Brian, and the Paragon coaches will be there every step of the way to help answer your questions, correct your lifting form, and help you work sustainably towards your goals.